Yo, what's up with it? This is the
Things About Green, yeah.
This is the Things About Green podcast featuring myself, Mo Green. Coming to you late on a Tuesday. My bad. I was tired as hell. Technical difficulties. So I said, hey, man, y'all got to get it when y'all get it, man. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the loyal followers and shit. I'm going to still be here every Tuesday. I ain't say what time, though. You feel me? But it's Tuesday still, bro. First off, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening. Please rate, subscribe, tell a friend. This shit is going places, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Grand National. They have no part of what I'm about to say on this podcast, so do not crucify the group for what I say myself. But, like I said, group, but it's really a crew. Like, Grand National, twice on Sunday, out right now. Check the Wings and Things video. We just cracked 10,000 views on there. Make some noise for us. That's big, considering we don't really got nobody pushing us, nobody doing nothing for us but us. And you guys, the people out there showing love, I appreciate it so much. Thank you all for the love and support. What else I want to talk about? Nigga, if Tory Lanez really shot Megan Thee Stallion, nigga, I'm about to fucking go crazy, cuz. And that's what it seemed like. I'm about to fucking lose it, bro. I might throw all this shit out the window for that, cuz. I'm dead ass serious. That's just random ass fact. I just wanted to put that in there at the top of the pod. Because, come on, bro. You shot Megan Thee Stallion, my nigga? Anyway, like I said, bro. I ain't want to get into that shit. Anyways, so we're doing a lyrical breakdown, right? I want to tag in one of my partners again, because last week we did Regulators with my boy Wiz. Regulate. Everybody call that shit Regulators, though. Regulate with my boy Wiz. Shout out to Wiz. Make some noise for Wiz. Shout out to the whole honor roll. I got something special lined up with a couple members of them on the podcast. We're going to get some shit going with the honor roll. Shout out to honor roll, man. I did want to tag in my partner, Ray Guevara, though, for this lyrical breakdown of one of the most amazing artists of this generation. Someone who is legendary. Like, I've done legendary artists technically both times. I did Baby, and I did Warren G and Nate Dogg, which are legendary, iconic artists. This is also a legendary, iconic artist, someone who has been groundbreaking, someone who has changed the game, someone who's continuing changing the game, someone who is a master investor and a master inventor in the tech world, someone who's truly an inspiration to me and all Black people across the world. Like, when I say across the world, I mean all Black people, because we all over the place. This is someone who is amazing, who I look up to want to be like one day, who I strive to be like musically. I pray I can achieve this shit one day. We're going to break down the lyrics to the amazing, the incomparable Ray J. Wait a minute. Let me give Ray a call real quick.
Hello.
What's up, blood? Welcome to the
Things About Green, yeah.
This is the Things About Green podcast. You feel me? I did the intro already.
That shit cracks me every time. What key are you singing in?
Bro, it's the key of love. You feel me? Because, you know, it's all about love for my people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. The hell was that? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the key.
You and Vallejo, you better double check.
Huh?
You and
Vallejo,
you better double check.
Yeah, right.
Things about Green,
yeah. For real, right? I'm ready, though, for whatever. I already did my intro already about this song we about to do. I said he's a groundbreaking artist. I talk about how he's an inspiration to Black people across the world, how he's a master in the tech game, how he is, you know what I'm saying, the incomparable Ray J. He never took a loss.
Willis, son.
He never took a loss ever in his life. You know what I'm saying? Princess tried that shit.
I don't know if you know this. Bro, his sister sings too.
His sister sings?
Don't know that shit. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that shit. But yeah, she had a song with Monica back in the day, Brandy. I'm telling you, you probably heard of her.
You know what? I think I did hear about her before, man. I think I have heard about her. Maybe, because she had a couple songs, like, back in the day. But I ain't heard shit from her in hella long. So
do your Googles, bro. Do your Googles, my nigga. I know this music shit.
I'm about to look her up, man. I'm about to look her up.
So
we gonna dive into this song, Wait a Minute by Ray J. Produced by the Neptunes. Ray J, a lot of people don't know, Ray J is actually the person who put Neptunes on. Do not fact check me. Do not debate me about that shit. He's the one who put Neptunes on, in case y'all didn't know that.
Yeah, let me know how lit they were in 2001, man.
He said what?
Ray J and Khalees.
Yeah,
Ray J first.
Come on, man. They put Neptunes on. Wouldn't be no Pharrell without Ray J. Wouldn't be no Kim Kardashian without Ray J. Wouldn't be no crazy Kanye without Ray J. Come on.
My thing is, what makes it so epic, though, bro, and niggas was not trying to give Tuss his roses at this time, is like, can't just give him the beat. Bro gave him a hook, too, with the ad-libs and jumped in the video.
Facts.
You feel me? Like, he gave him the whole package, bro. Like that, man, straight movie. Niggas wasn't getting the whole Pharrell package back then.
At all.
That wasn't it. You had to have greatness, true greatness.
True greatness. You know, you gotta be an icon.
You gotta dive into these lyrics, cuz. You gotta dive into these lyrics. This nigga was going crazy on this song. This shit is still a hit today.
It's still a hit record. They play it at weddings and all kind of shit everywhere across the country. So let's get into this. Working all day. And now it's on, pull up and don't pay when the line is long. Now that right there set the scene for me personally to like, oh, this nigga's on another level. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember going to the club and paying to go in the club. I remember that. I wasn't always myself. You know what I'm saying? I remember that pulling up.
This is a fact.
Come on, man. I remember pulling up to pay for to go in the club. Ray J don't give a fuck. That nigga's gonna pull up and don't pay. When the line is long, all, nigga, line long as fuck.
And he just strolled right to the motherfucking front. Like, fuck you niggas. And I'm in for the ass. But the cold part about it was the nigga said he was working all day. Where this nigga was working at?
Bro, working on this song, I guess.
You feel me? He was in the trap, nigga. He was in the trap. Whatever trap that was at that time, nigga, somewhere in Carson, nigga, really just get me.
Ray J,
Snoop cousin.
A lot of people don't know Ray J is Snoop cousin. Ray J also has a mixtape with Chris Brown. A lot of people don't know about called Blood on My Name, featuring like I think Busy Bone is on that shit or something. I don't know, but y'all need to check that shit out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a Ray J Chris Brown mixtape, bro, called Blood on My Name, bro. This shit is out. It got some shit on there. Oh, right, bro. I think Lazy Bone.
You gotta
Busy
be a
Bones.
Blood for at least 6 months. Yeah, you
gotta
be a blood for 6 months to at least download that shit.
Shout out to all the bloods out there, hold it down. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Yeah, speaking of bloods, he go, girls in the club, you wanna first of all, we're not speaking of bloods yet, because the next line is about the bloods. But girls in the club, he said, you wanna f-? He got that much respect for you queens that he didn't even say fuck. You know what I'm saying? He said, you wanna he won't leave the rest of the imagination. That's how you entice a nice young lady. You know what I'm saying?
Real game.
Like I learned from my nigga Willie Ray Norwood Jr., a.k.a. Ray J. He said, ice grilling these thugs. You want to thump? There. That's when I knew that nigga with the shit.
That's Ray Vallejo lingo. You got to be low-key from out this way to even say thump. That's a Vallejo word like a motherfucker. Nobody else just saying thump like that.
Bro, nigga, Ray J might have touched down the V, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might have slid by
Ray
trans.
Ray J was tapped in with... Ray J was clean. Trank Soul Restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. Delicious.
He might have slid there and got some fish or something, man. Is it because I'm a shy? Major ice. I'm talking about blinds like Vegas lights. Never on a scene without my team. Cali, Sticky Green. Know what I mean? Yo.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, where can you go? The nigga was definitely just black and ice, nigga. Like, bam, bling, blah, nigga, I'm out here just jumping the game with a few chains on, nigga. Okay, I see you, cuz. Niggas be taking up progression. You remember how Wiz had the little weak-ass T-chain, and he graduated, and he kept getting rawer and rawer. Nigga, chains as he elevated. Niggas don't just jump the game iced out. Nigga was already iced out first single.
He came on first single iced
said,
out.
Never on the scene. Never on the scene without my team. You know him and Shorty Mac ain't fucking around.
Shout out to Shorty Mac. Shout out to Shorty Mac. Shout out to Knockout ENT. You feel me? Hold it down. This nigga's been, you know what I'm saying, rocking forever. You know what I'm saying? He never without his team. Shorty Mac is in the video for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Going stupid. Going stupid. And that's the real nigga shit. And as far as the Cali City Green, I mean, bam, he letting niggas know. I got the kush on deck. Fuck that child star shit. I know y'all used to be his motherfucking D-Money on Moesha, nigga, but nah, nigga, I'm smoking weed. What's up? That's where I'm at with it.
Right.
Period.
Cali Sticky Green. Do niggas still smoke Cali Sticky Green? Or is niggas, like, you the weed man. You know, you have a podcast called Take and Bake Podcast. The highest takes on that.
Yeah,
shout out to Take and Bake Podcast. Make sure y'all subscribe to that. You know what I'm saying?
But also, I don't do shit illegal. So when you say I'm the weed man, he mean that I be smoking weed. Like, don't.
He's a weed connoisseur. He's a weed connoisseur. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cali Sticky Green. Because I ain't heard niggas say that, but on Cali Sticky Green. Hell no, niggas always got wild names for shit now.
I believe that was only exclusive to like 7 neighborhoods in LA around the early 2000s. I don't fact check that either, but I'm pretty sure that was an exclusive train. You had to be a Norwood to know about that shit, my nigga. No, you feel me?
Exclusive Norwood strands.
These things happen. That's how niggas stay so chill.
So,
fun fact, he was smoking Cali Sticky Green when he wrote One Wish, but that's a whole nother topic.
Say, we had that nigga take a 2-hour podcast getting that shit. So, nigga, as he transitions out of, you know what I'm saying, harmonizing, he hops onto
yeah, that's accurate.
Some smooth melodies with it's on and popping, the DJ's rocking. Chickens is watching. It's on tonight. See, now he's talking about
something
different.
You've been waiting to bust that motherfucker out. I think you really hit that shit right here. Oh, fuck. I mean, again, I just want to go back to your point of the respect that he's showing these women, because he could have, instantly hit him with the bitches is watching.
Yep.
But he had too much respect. He said chickens, right? I'm going to just call you a bird, but not even directly. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you a chicken. Everybody likes chicken. Nigga.
Who don't like chicken? You know what I'm saying? Everybody like chicken.
Probably, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, but he could have got disrespected, but he didn't want to call no girls out their name for some super, super foul shit.
Yeah,
you gotta respect that.
You gotta respect it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, stand up dudes who stand up shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the callback right here though, because he's also he's empathizing on his next line. You had a long day, yo. By the champ, by the caseload, pocket full of pesos. It's on tonight. All right, so this is what he's talking about. This nigga makes a callback.
Did you do the background vocal?
Damn near. He did a callback to the working all day. Then he goes to, you had a long day. So he's putting himself in her shoes. You feel me? He's empathizing. Right. And he's also showing that he's diverse. He says, pocket full of pesos. Now, I don't know if you guys understand, but that's the currency in Mexico. So he might be talking to a nice Latina on this song. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all my Latinas and all my Latinx people out there. Hold it down.
Yeah. Well, you better put that X, nigga. It's going to be some trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree, though. But, like, first of all, this is where this shit get epic, because women be liking to say niggas not paying attention. He clearly recognized the fact that she had a long day and took that into account, which is why she was trying to get on tonight. Nigga, here we have that. But on top of that, the nigga was buying champagne by the caseload. I don't know if you noticed, but he was only motherfucking 20, nigga, in the club, no shirt, buying champagne by the caseload. Nigga.
This nigga's in the club with no shirt on, cases of champagne at 20 years old.
And the pesos is just to let you know, nigga, I got international money, nigga.
Come on, man.
This ain't limited to no dollars, bro. What the fuck? We international with it. And you know, you just hit up right through San Diego, and then you get you right to Tijuana, nigga, bam. Mexico, right there.
Pesos. Back. With the champagne. Him and Pharrell harmonized on the hook with various wait a minutes. And then and then Ray J is really serious when he goes, wait a minute. And then So then he also
told us. How many takes did he do for that one? How many takes did he do for that?
I don't know, but.
Like, how long did it take to write this hook? Niggas like, oh, wait. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
Like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Hey, oh, wait a minute. Nigga was there. He meant that shit, bro. He was tired of doing hella takes. Nigga was like, how's it sound, nigga? Wait a minute.
For real, hey, Ray J, sounds good, but I need you to add a wait a minute right here at the end, bro, to pop this shit all the way off. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, this song is deep, bro. Like, this song is a callback to my first week of the pod when my second week, technically, when I did the baby verse, man. This nigga is like, I'm looking at the second verse, right? Because he repeats the bridge at the beginning. But the second verse, this nigga say, so much you go through, only problems know you. Let's party like we supposed to. It's all night. Bro, the nigga said so much you go through, bro. This nigga, hey, this woman is going through some shit, bro. How does he see all this in the club, though? How does he see through her soul, my nigga?
Well, he's observant. I want to start there. But also, what's fucking me up now that you've gone down this path is, like, has Rose shown a history of picking troublesome women? Has this been an ongoing pattern since 2001?
Maybe.
Yeah, the chick with the tattoo on her face. Danger.
Smash the homie.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's currently embroiled in a little semi-divorce scandal. I don't know. But clearly he likes these kind of women.
Well, you know, some people get off by helping other people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith. She said she likes to help other people. She that helps her, you know, feel good. So maybe Ray J just gets in these entanglements to feel good because he wants to pick women up. You know what I'm saying? Not that they all need help, but some of them do. And Ray J's like, look, I got you, because so much you go through, only problems know you. The nigga say you always did some shit, basically. Only problems know you, nigga. No good shit know you. Only problems, bro.
Right. Like, again, this is a difficult kind of relationship to be bordering. And at 20, you probably should find a woman less problematic to avoid these kind of troubles.
The nigga say, there's not a right away. You had a tired day. Let's party the night away. It's on a night. What is this, a fucking construction after party? Why is everybody so tired, bro? Why is everybody?
The LA shit is stressful, man.
Bro, everybody's so fucking tired, bro.
Like, yeah, I didn't notice how exhausted niggas was this whole time. Like, yeah, like, he's making a lot of references to niggas being tired. He's apparently the only one with energy, which you can expect at 20 years old.
Niggas is, he was 20 years old, he had so much energy. And then, like, everybody else is fucking burnt out, nigga. Like, bruh, we over this shit, bruh. And he like, nigga, I'm buying cases of champagne with my shirt off, nigga, long ass chains. Nigga, what you mean?
Again, like, he had been kicking it with Tupac 5 years prior.
Facts.
But that's the thing.
And nigga, 5 years later, he'll be messing with Whitney Houston, which is even crazier.
Well, I'm glad that you said it first, because I was low-key ready to take it there. Bro, and, yeah, I mean, it happened.
Wait, there was fucking Whitney Houston, bro.
Which goes down your path of trying to help broken people.
It's crazy.
It's all it's all connecting, like, trying to be a positive influence, you know what I mean? Key voice in the kid's life as well, because that wasn't, like, no fling. He was, like, all in, you know what I'm saying?
So, it was all in.
I'm just saying, we're connecting dots here. I mean, you can't fucking Whitney Houston and not be all in. It's Whitney Houston, direct.
Yeah. You
know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you can't sidestep. You can't half-step that shit. You can't half-step that shit, bro.
Hell no.
I'm going to skip this little Kim verse, because...
Why? Are you on some sexist shit?
I'm not being sexist. It's because I really focus on Ray J. You know what I'm saying right now? And I feel like, all right, you know, she was trying to be funny, but she was also being disrespectful as fuck. Wait a minute, ain't that Brandy's brother? First of all, who the fuck is Brandy? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, right, bro. Ain't that Brandy's brother?
I can't pair them. Yeah, but I'm thinking Ray J had to sign off the line. He probably was like, yo, you got to say something controversial. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get that real calm tongue when you're trying to sell a nigga on something. Like, you know what I mean? He probably told her to put that.
He probably wrote that shit.
Hey, well, shit, Biggie was already dead, so somebody had to.
Somebody, yeah. Ray J wrote that verse, and he probably got the keys. I hope he got the keys.
Yeah, that was a hell of a vehicle at the time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I for sure drive. I still drive. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I drove a bucket for years. My nigga say, from the land of women, Sundays chrome spinning, juice and ginning, it's on tonight. Niggas drinking gin and juice, bro. Oh, that's a nod to his cousin. I peeped the science. That's a nod to his cousin Snoop. That's a nod. Juice and ginning, it's on tonight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was definitely a shout-out, a major shout-out, trying to just let niggas know I'm from California, because, nigga, where gin and juice come from, nigga? Exactly. He was really just banging L.A. on wax for the world to see.
Facts. And if you want another one, representing where you're from, sex you're getting some, it's on tonight. So, obviously, somebody got the keys. Hopefully he didn't have no problems with nobody, so his niggas didn't get the keys, because he told nigga Fabulous he got niggas that like niggas, and y'all know the rest. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That shit was wild.
You know what I'm saying? We don't support rape on this show at all. No, we don't support any kind of rape on this show. So Ray J was out of pocket for that shit, but hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, players fuck up too, man.
Fact. The thing is, Ray J exercised consent at the end of that. He let her know. Sex, you getting some. It's on tonight. It ain't no tap dancing. If you come over here and you trying to smash, I'm letting you know it's good.
It's good.
That's the point.
He's like, hey, it's good. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say sex is like, he said, you getting some. He didn't say, I'm going to give you this. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say, he ain't aggressive. He's like, no, hey, you getting some. It's good. It's on tonight. Like, it's good. If you want it. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Ray J got options.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Because Shorty got gifts. And nigga only had one wish, to hit it first. Make some noise for Ray J, y'all. Alright, and that wraps up this week's Lyrical Breakdown. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Ray Guevara. Ray, give your shout outs. Where people can find you at, what you got cracking out right now, music-wise.
Man, you can find me at longlivethevibe.com. No fancy spelling on that. I'm on Twitter at Ray Guevara, RayGuevara. And search the Taking Back Podcast. Who my nigga Mo Green has been a guest on. Me, this nigga back on there. Yeah, we everywhere, you feel me? I'm saying every podcast outlet and Short Trip, my mixtape, you feel me, out right now on all digital outlets, YouTube, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to be back on the pod soon. WNBA season starting up on Saturday, and I will be locked in. I might just slide on Friday and do a preview or something. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I can't wait for this.
Make me feel like the first time I tried a Four Loko. Remember that first batch?
Oh, bruh. Hey, nigga, the first time I drank a Four Loko, this nigga gave me. First time a lot of shit with this nigga Ray, bro. Like, let's get to this shit real quick. First time a lot of shit with this nigga Ray, bro. First time I fuck with a Four Loko, but. And nigga, I was in the corner fucking sitting crisscross applesauce. You can't say you feel me style no more. Crisscross applesauce. Sit in the corner, you feel me? Tripping like, yo, this shit is something else in this shit. We was all supposed to be writing verses. Shout out to my nigga Brooks, John Brooks. His name is Brooks now, but it used to be Dutch. My nigga John Brooks, right? He come to me, he like, hey, bro, you ready for your verse? Nigga, hand me the headphones. I look at him. I look down. I look back at him. I hand him the headphones. I got my bag. Went the fuck home, bro. Went straight home. I didn't say that to nobody. But they got way home, bro. Then I hopped on Ustream and didn't even tweet the link.
We're old knowledge of Ustream. Niggas go here. It's like, man, what the fuck is
the
that?
The fuck is Ustream? Nigga hopped on Ustream, and then I didn't even fucking tweet the link. Then another first time fucking with edibles with this nigga, Ray.
Oh, shit.
Niggas had some chocolate.
He's on the podcast making me sound like a horrible influence.
Yeah, this nigga's the worst, blood, because everybody know I don't smoke. I never smoked before ever. None of that shit. Fucking with this nigga.
Yeah, oh, I ain't.
All right. Fuck with this nigga Ray, bro. Nigga had me off the edible, right? I wasn't feeling that shit at all. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to get some more. Nigga said, hey, bro, you might want to be cool. I was like, man, I can take this shit, bro. Hey, shit. Man, I ate some more of that edible, bro. We was at some video shoot. Where the, I don't know what the fuck video shoot was. I know Cray Sean was shooting a video, though. I do remember that shit, but...
Yeah.
We was at
Gucci,
some...
Gucci. It wasn't a Gucci Gucci video shoot, but Cray Sean is trending. That's crazy that this came up. Wow.
Yeah, so we was she's trending.
Yeah.
Oh, what? For what? Anyways, fuck it.
I'm being white. Shit, nigga, I don't know.
we was there. As soon as I walked to the bar, as soon as I put my elbow on the bar and leaned in and asked the bartender for some shit, my whole time just froze. Just, ooh. I just, oh, hell nah, bro. I was fucked up. But I remember this nigga said, hey, bro, it's going to hit you, but don't panic. And I'm trying to panic. Nigga, I went home and threw up for hella long, bro. We went to Wingstop after that shit, and I could barely eat the wings, bro.
Yeah, we did.
And nigga, I was ready to throw the fuck up, bro. I couldn't fuck with that shit. Then, nigga.
I smoke hella weed, but I don't fuck with the edibles either, nigga. Last time I took one in, I was ready to go to sleep. I put my head in the pillow and just started laughing, nigga, and didn't even know what was funny.
See, I can fuck with them now. I kind of know what to take and what not to take. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, I was ODing because I felt like it was supposed to kick in sooner. I don't like that shit, though, nigga. Cotton mouth, all that shit. Like, that, it's not cracking. Then...
Yeah,
nigga, the first time a nigga fucked with some shrooms was fucking with
this nigga. This nigga is really telling it all. Great, nigga. Niggas was walking around my house looking like goddamn Mario and Luigi, nigga. That shit, man, that was crazy.
This nigga birthday and shit.
That was crazy.
I'm over here at this nigga house like, bro, I'm not fucking with them shits. Nigga, come on, bro, fuck with him. All right, whatever, nigga. Give me some of them shits. Eat some. I'm like, all right, that's cool. It is what it is.
You just gonna leave out all the champagne and shit you was drinking.
I'm gonna get to that. Yeah. I was just chilling. I'm drinking. We doing tequila shots, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? niggas just drinking, niggas eating, having fun. You know, having a good time. I said, nigga, I need some more. I ate some more of them shits. I'm like, all right, cool. Shout out to Asian bro, was there kind of like egging it on like a motherfucker trying to kill me, nigga. So then I was sitting there. I'm like, all right, I ate that shit. Then I'm like, okay, cool. It's whatever. So I'm driving back home. Cause I didn't feel shit. I'm like, I'm about to go home. So I go home and nigga, I get to my street. I get all the way from Fairfield to Vallejo. But as soon as I get back to Vallejo, all the street lights start flickering hella hard, bro. I'm like, oh shit. So then I get in the house. Ain't nobody home. My brother ain't home. Nobody home. So I go sit down and I'm in the chair. I'm like, fuck. Legs ain't working. And I text this nigga Ray. I said, bro, my legs are not working, bro. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. Some shit like that. Something like that. And then...
Nigga, and then you told me, you said, man, everything around me looked like a motherfucking video game.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, bro. Because what happened was, I got up. I'm like, man, I need to eat some. I made some gumbo that day. So I went in and so ate some more gumbo. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll be cool. Nigga, I go lay down, bro. I start sinking into the bed. And I'm like, okay, let me get up before I fucking drown in this bed. So then, nigga, I get up. I turn the PlayStation on. I see my cousin and shit on the PlayStation. And I'm like, all right, cool. They got a game I ain't got yet. Fuck it, I'm going to just buy it. So I just bought this shit out of nowhere, hopped on the game, and I start playing the game. So as I play the game, I'm like, oh, nigga, these colors is hidden. Right, that's all I'm saying. Like, oh, this game, this shit is a trip. And then nigga's like, yo, you all right, bro? I'm like, nigga, I'm off some shrooms right now. This shit's just kicking my ass, bro. So they're like, oh my God, this nigga's tripping. This nigga's tripping. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. So after I get off the game, and then I lay back down. So I need to take my ass to sleep. As soon as I lay down, nigga, I go underwater, bro. And I don't know if y'all niggas remember the fucking little alien thing from Men in Black, that little baby thing with the tentacles. I was like hella them, but like grown, though. You know what I'm saying? We was like swimming through the water and shit, and they was fucking with me. They wouldn't fuck with me. They was like, oh, you good, nigga? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just floating. And then I see, if y'all watch Power Rangers, y'all remember Rita from the Power Rangers, nigga? Rita popped out of nowhere, no fucking lie, but like flashed on the shit. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this about, bro? I need to take my ass to sleep. I just try to go to sleep, bro. But I say that to say, nigga, I fuck with them shits.
Yeah. Bro, this is going to be a dare commercial for somebody, my nigga. They got them right next to where you're back and be cool.
Somebody go back, yeah, nigga, that bro. Shit hard.
Yeah, nah, that shit, bro, I fuck with it. You already know, nigga. I feel like the man been hearing these motherfuckers from niggas for too long. So, yeah, I'm glad you got to do that one, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling niggas to do drugs, but, well, if you're going to pop 11 Percocets, I would just substitute that with some mushrooms here and there.
Some a little more natural. You know what I'm saying? Some from the earth.
Yeah, that this shit ain't synthetic. You feel me? Like all that other shit. Drink lean all you want to, but we seen how that play out.
Yeah, that shit was cool too, though.
No nigga had an overdose over mushrooms.
That shit was cool too.
This nigga irresponsible. It was kind of cool though, I ain't gonna lie, but yeah, nah.
Yeah, don't fuck with that shit. Don't fuck, y'all. Hey, don't fuck with that shit, dude. Die, drink that shit, bro. Nigga, balance was thrown off for hella long after that shit.
Fuck yeah. Equilibrium was fucked up.
Man. You feel me? But that's enough drug talk, nigga. Hey, shout out to my nigga Raven, man. Thanks for the noise.
Yo.
Welcome to the
Things About Green, yeah.
What's happening?
See, I gave you a heads up this time, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to still edit you. I know you're going to say some out-of-pocket shit, nigga, so I'm going to still edit
Nah, man.
Shit.
I'm living my life like it's golden, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, this nigga put his accent on all kind of shit. I should never said nothing.
Hey, it depends on what you want to talk about, yes. Like, again, if you say something that might trigger my buttonness to just wild out, I ain't gonna scream though.
How you feel about this button gilly shit? I didn't want to talk about it on my pod because I don't know who fuck listen to gilly and button, but nigga, fuck it.
I listen to both of them, but I listen to button more than I listen to gilly, but. The thing about it is, like, they argue in two different points, my nigga. Like, and Gilly facts is kind of wrong, but it is
all
what
the
it
way
is.
Wrong.
That nigga eyes, bruh, is retarded. Oh, I can't say that.
You say
but
it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you mean, nigga.
Bruh, that nigga eyes, you know that, the little bean doll things, and they got the little white eyes and the black shit rolling around?
That's what you said, it's Gilly?
That's what Gilly be looking like, bro. Well, ain't nobody worried about nobody that's 5'7", 170 pounds.
Just
if that. So I put little niggas like that in my back pocket.
Yeah, okay. My nigga super freak. Hey, what you would call it? You think Tory Lanez shot Megan Stallion?
Bruh. Hey, my nigga, if that little nigga shot that big, bro, he wild. Like,
if he really shot her, bro, nigga, gotta see me, bro. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You can't come to the bank, nigga.
Hey, straight up. Hey, nah, for real. But I don't see how you shoot a bitch. If I meant to shoot you, you can say what you want to say,
nigga. Don't be trying to fucking bleep out, bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, I was trying to, like, you know, uplift my black queen. You know what I mean?
You feel me? I just want you to speak freely, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't respect Meg, nigga. I'll kill you, nigga.
Yeah, but like, bro, like, all right. So outside of the height discrepancy, I don't know nobody that got shot that's getting shot by a nigga and then hopping in a car to flee the scene. Like, you know what I mean? That, like, intentionally got shot by somebody. Like, some of this shit don't add up. So I can't call it.
Okay, I respect it.
Oh, exactly. Bro, I stay victim blaming, bro. Like, I tell all you niggas to pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Oh, my nigga, Maggie.
Nigga. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You
look
feel
at
me?
Oh,
nigga,
next topic.
2020
nigga,
vision, man. Where Yeezy at?
It's the hot button section of the park. Yeah, nigga, how you feel about Yeezy?
What a god at.
How you feel about Yeezy?
That nigga, he is nuts. Hey, remember when you used to tell me that you pray for the kids and her? He's showing all of the signs of where you said it was going to go, bro. You on your Lil Duval / Nostradamus.
I told you, bruh, pray for the kids and pray for the kid, bruh. They gotta sleep in the house with that nigga every night, bro.
Cuz, bruh is losing it. And you know what's on a serious note, though? I mean, mind you, everything he's doing is hilarious, by the way. Anytime he talking that high white voice, that high pitched white voice, you know he off his meds.
Yeah, that's
when
just like.
When Kim did this and I. Like, when he start talking like that, oh, you know that nigga's done.
He's trying to hold it together. He's like, he's crazy, but he's trying to like overcompensate. Yeah, like, it's like when you're in line. Yeah. It's like when you in the line City Nights and you drunk as fuck and you trying to get in, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's the first, hold it together. Nah, it's really the first time. It's really the first job interview you had. Yes, I'm very punctual and like you trying to apply for McDonald's. That's a stupid ass up. Hey, also real shit. So I got a theory about how Brett get there.
About who? Right. How Kanye so, get there?
How he get to the manic mode. Like, mind you, he does get in. Like, all right, so you know how, like, the nigga ain't been the same since his mom died, right? Mm-hmm. The nigga got super weird and super, like, you know, depressed, suicidal, all the shit, right? Mm-hmm. Never really addressed it, it seems like. So now, like, the nigga, like, he'll, like, be on his meds or whatever, and he's doing music. He'll get in his little music mode and start to feel, like, old himself for a split second, and then start feeling like, oh, nigga, I don't need this shit. And as the more comfortable he gets doing music, the more he says, I'm not taking the shit. That's why if you notice, like, when he not doing music, he'll be quiet and go sit in the fucking corner because, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then once he feels a little tad bit of normalcy of that old dude that he was, that nigga let go of, man, I don't need to, man, I just take one a day instead of seven of them.
He start feeling himself, like, I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying?
And next thing you know, bruh, nothing that he says makes sense. And everybody be like, oh, he's just doing a rollout. I mean, you could say that, but the reason why I always think it comes around the rollout time is really because the nigga get comfortable in the lab and start feeling like, oh, yay, and think he don't need whatever he need to keep that nigga kind of, like, you know what I mean?
The scariest part about all this shit, he do need to get beat up. And I'll beat you up, Kanye, nigga, come on here. Cause the thing is like this, bro. It's like, and the scariest shit ain't Kanye, because, like, he gonna do Kanye. The weirdest shit to me is right. The niggas I know who were like, the nigga got a point though. Oh man, why can't Kanye do this? Why, this nigga's crazy, bro. But Kanye talking about abolishing the 13th Amendment. Nigga, why do y'all always gotta bring up that shit when we talk about Kanye? Nigga, Ava DuVernay did a whole ass fucking movie about this shit. Bring up her, nigga. True. Why you gotta bring up this crazy ass nigga, bro?
The person that made the most sense about the Kanye points was Chance. But outside of that, it's like, bro, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about, my nigga.
Yeah.
He's in it, like, but you know why I hate niggas that like that talk. First of all, I think it's dumb to talk super reckless and like about somebody that brought niggas so much joy. You know why everybody be upset? Because they don't really have a real point of view in nothing. Kanye gave them a point of view in the mid 2000s,
mm-hmm.
And when he deviated from the path that he set for them, they lost because they savior that made them, that let them say, yeah, I am insecure. Yeah, man, they don't care about black people. Racism is still alive. Wait, you don't believe that at 40? Nah, man, you start looking different when you be in different rooms, bro. Like, right, hey, bro, and so what's that movie with Eddie Murphy where he a bum and then he switched places?
Trading places?
With the, boom. That, all right, so niggas be forgetting that Kanye West is rich and can't do shit. He be bored. He can't really go live a regular life. He can't do nothing regular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does he make himself happy? He stirs the fucking pot. Yeah, it's fucked up. It could be fucked up if you wholeheartedly is blindly following this nigga, but I don't know that many people that's doing that. And then everybody keeps saying, oh, he gonna get young people to vote. Man, y'all been saying niggas that's over 35 is old as shit. For the longest, now they got the youth ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas got to pick. Like, come on, bro. Like my thing. Like, I just, like, even when he said it. I was listening to Life of Pablo and some other shit where he talking about he was gonna run in 2020 for president. Mm-hmm. And then when he was talking about how he came up with the idea, I was just in the shower and then I said, "Man, I'm gonna run for president," and I just laughed and I just kept laughing. You know what I mean? So, bro, niggas be really up in arms about this when this nigga be weird. The nigga weird, bro. What's the nigga weird, gonna be bro. Weird?
He's just a weird. He's it ain't, a crazy nigga, bro.
It ain't too many niggas that possess a skill set that don't got that in them somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of got to have, like, I told everybody, rest in peace, Kobe, but if that nigga wasn't a basketball player, he would have been a perfect serial killer.
You said Kobe would have been a perfect serial killer?
He would have been a perfect serial killer, bro. Just You ever watched Muse when that nigga just, like, you could see him getting mad thinking about losses and thinking about things that he couldn't control. Now, nigga, a serial killer by himself, he'd never get caught. He'd be too meticulous. But the nigga learned how to play a piano in a weekend for his chick. The nigga was a psycho, bro.
Chick is crazy, but I can see what you're saying,
Jordan,
though.
Michael Jordan the same way, bro. Like, when you watch
The Last Dance
shit. Them niggas, you got to have a special level of crazy, bro. They just honed it in on something that they love. Versus, just imagine if them niggas had negative things towards basketball but kept that same instinct. Yeah, them niggas would have been cutting up bodies, bro. We would have had to start looking at white people like, man, y'all niggas ain't that bad because the two illest serial killers alive wore number 23 and 24. Right, right. Just think about it, bro. Like, it takes a level of crazy to dedicate.
Now you gotta kind of defy logic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta bend logic. Yeah. Like, you gotta be like, I could do that shit.
So niggas forget I tell niggas all the time, the same reason why you loved Kanye is exactly why you hate him. You hate him right now because he's saying shit you don't want to hear from him. But it's the same nigga. When they told this nigga he couldn't rap, what'd he do? I'ma show you. And rapped on anything that they let him rap on, bro.
Well, somebody tell a nigga he can't make good music so he could go make some good music. Right. This should be ass, bro.
Right. Listen, I don't listen to gospel music, so I couldn't tell you.
He ain't only making, he's making some bullshit, bro.
But
you
know, like, Ye was horrible, bro. I didn't hate Ye.
You know, Ye was the worst shit ever, bro.
Nah, it wasn't.
What's that song? What's that nigga song? And I'm doing the leaf. Yo, that shit was fucking terrible, bro.
That song is fire, bro.
You niggas stay hating on Drake, and you all cool with that shit.
Bro, you like the Pada, whatever that nigga say, that song is stinks.
Grease?
I listen to it in a car. Both of them songs.
Come with me, baby. Leave all of your things, yeah. We can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me.
I thought that was Nav, bro. The Greek,
huh?
I thought that was Nav.
Yeah, I've never been that dope, nigga, first off. Second off, because...
First off, that's the voice that the nigga sound like.
Oh, nigga, that's Drake voice, nigga.
That song stinks. That song is a stinkeroo, and the only reason niggas give it a chance is because that light-skinned Canadian is behind it. You niggas don't... That song ain't tight.
That song is Song of the Summer, nigga.
I'm pretty sure it will be. Somebody gonna do a dumbass dance to that shit.
It's only the summer, but
bro, you can't rap the way you rap and make the music you make and then keep telling me that this bullshit is tight.
Bro, every morning I play that shit, bro. That's what I'm on the freeway,
troll,
nigga. Bro.
That's because you're a troll in real life.
No, I'm not. How about troll to myself and my karma, my fucking self?
Because that's how much of a troll you is, nigga, that you will literally troll yourself. Like, nigga, you see yourself in a rear view and be like, yeah, hi, nigga, this is raw. Like, bro, that shit stinks. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Next time, I gotta be conference call with McGee because that nigga's nuts.
Yeah, nah, I gotta, this is like, so, oh no, it's the end of the pod section, right? When I just call somebody, nigga, just chop it up for a second because it's like, I do the lyrical breakdown shit. And then, nigga,
hey, FYI, no. Y'all, the Nate dog shit, the regulate shit, hey, y'all, that was hilarious. Yeah, you did your thing.
Bro, we just did.
I ain't gonna give you too many compliments.
We just did Ray J. Wait a Minute. So look out for that,
bro. Y'all got Ray J. Got arguably the best R&B song of all time.
Come on, bro. Nigga never took a loss, bro. Even Princess tried to divorce that nigga. What she do? Pull that shit back.
Said, you know what? Hey, that nigga Kanye about to be divorced by December.
Boy, Chris wants this nigga to sign the papers for Kim. Nigga, like, hey, get this nigga. Hey, bro, she was like, get this nigga out of here.
She's like, why can't he just be like Corey? Because Corey ain't got no money, nigga. That nigga better shut up. That nigga better shut up and do anything you like, nigga. He's there for the ride. Kanye is the ride, bitch. What you talking about?
My nigga Kanye, bro. Hey, man.
Hey, that nigga, hey, bro.
Everybody, niggas, let me keep it a buck, nigga. Because, nigga, every time Kanye go quote-unquote crazy, right? Mm. Why is this nigga crazy? Like, all right, people got different kind of crazy. And I know crazy, like, Bodega Boy said crazy is an ableist term. Don't say crazy. Look, this nigga Kanye's kind of level of manicness is what niggas want to call it. Bro, how come that nigga version of Kanye hates black people, cuz? Like, every time that nigga goes crazy, he got to say some shit
about
black
people. You know what's so crazy? Because I really think that, because everybody is on some Black Lives Matter shit, and that doesn't fit him to go with the...
Why he always say shit about white people, though? Why he always got to say some shit about black people, cuz?
He only say shit about white people and music. He only say shit about white people and music.
When he's sucking them, I'm the next... This and that. I'm the next. This and that. Like,
oh no. Let's be clear. I'm not mad at him saying he's the next Steve Jobs or the next.
I'm not mad at him either, nigga.
Or Disney.
I'm just saying, outside of Disney, nigga, why you can't be the next freak. Motherfucking? I don't fucking
the niggas
know.
Didn't make who made a mouse famous? Some creepy ass white man. Who made
nigga,
us?
Gary Morgan invented the stoplight. Be the next that. I'm pretty sure Kanye a black inventors list.
Man, for what? So that nigga, ain't trying to make utensils. He wants to make something that you don't necessarily need, but you want it because he made it.
Yeah, that nigga's
like you
cat,
need
bro.
You need to stop. Like, bro, Steve Jobs told us, hey, you know what y'all need? This phone. But in 2 years, I'm gonna sell you the same exact phone with one more feature for more. That's what Kanye want to do. He want to sell more for less. He you know what I mean?
Yeah, he want that nigga's a cat, bro.
If Kanye died tomorrow, everybody fucking a piece of everybody dies. Niggas would be sad. That's why I hate when niggas swear up and down, "Oh, fuck that nigga, cancel him. Y'all still listen to him?" Yes, bitch. I didn't stop liking College Dropout because this nigga is a weirdo.
Anything after motherfucking Pablo is ass, bro.
I like Ye. What came after Life of Pablo? Ye? But Ye
and fucking that gospel album.
The Jesus
was
is
Ye
King.
The gospel album?
I ain't gonna.
No, Jesus and King album was fucking ass. Only good song was one of the clips on it. And he fucked that up,
bro. You a fucking boil your eyes out. I was just listening to your old fucking tape that was a fucking Kanye-a-thon.
Man, fuck that nigga, bro.
Hey, you got a history with that nigga flow in your mouth. Pause. Nigga, you were such a wild Chicago Glizzies, nigga. Nigga, you had wild Chicago Glizzies, nigga.
Yeah, no, hey, this nigga's sick.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hot dogs being called Glizzies might be the funniest shit on earth.
We've been on that shit for a minute because we was playing fucking GTA with hella niggas from DC and shit, right? So they was saying that shit like a year or two ago, right? We was like, Glizzy, what the fuck is you niggas talking about? And they start talking about
it. So I thought they were talking about a gun every time.
They was at first. So apparently it was.
Well, I noticed because
it was a Glock. At first. But yeah. Then niggas just start like kind of changing the lingo to make them hot dogs. And then niggas is like, nigga, oh, so you eating a face full of Glocks, nigga? You know what I'm saying? That's why Shy Glizzy wanted to change his fucking rap name to something else because he wanted to. He ain't want to shit associated with fucking dicks and hot dogs, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely has to be a bashful hot dog forever.
Bashful hot dog,
bruh, your name is Shy, nigga. Sit your ass down, El Jefe.
El Jefe, nigga. He's like, bro, I'm tired of this Glizzy shit. Like, I can't have my last name be a bashful cock, nigga.
I got a reason why you ain't pop. Too many tall rappers right now.
But ain't no fucking tall rappers, bro. Tory Lanez out here shooting Megan Stallion in the foot, nigga. We're tall niggas.
Tory Lanez is the
game
Lanez,
ain't rapped in hella long, average. Nigga. Slim Thug chilling somewhere.
I'm not talking about Thugger. Okay, Cole, Crit, motherfucking
Crit ain't no tall nigga, bro. Fuck out of here.
He your height.
No, he not, bro.
That's tall for rapper, nigga.
So tell everybody where they can find you, nigga. Where they can check your art out.
Oh yeah, man. Irk Originals, man. IRK. Originals. I hope y'all can spell that because I didn't want to stutter when I said it, so it sounded like I couldn't spell. You feel me?
Irk Originals.
On Instagram.
By art.
At.
By pain. Fucking at what?
You know what I mean? Or Irk.Originals.
Irk.Originals. Nigga, buy artwork.
That's the clothes, man. It's apparel and art. Stop being cheap. I tell, hey, you know what I be... Bro, you know what I be telling niggas that live by themselves that got one couch? Bro, you know the broad would really like you if you had some art on your walls.
That's some art on the walls.
It's kind of like, having art on your walls is the equivalent of learning what colognes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when a nigga get out that cool water phase or whatever, Sean John and Rockaware and shit? Yeah, well, you know when they're just buying cool water because that's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden you find the scent and you like, damn. And then when grown bitches like, ooh, okay. Then you like, okay, yeah, okay, this is how I'm supposed to wiggle. Yeah. Having art on your walls is a sign of sophistication, you bum niggas. Not that Gucci belt that you saved up for.
That's a fact, nigga.